With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. American employers added a better-than-expected 177,000 jobs in April as the job market showed resilience in the face of President Trump's efforts to level the playing field in international trade. Some economists claim Mr. Trump's tariffs on imports to the U.S. have shaken financial markets as well as frightened businesses and consumers. But correspondent Ken Lorman reports economic statistics don't reflect that.
Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, called the jobs report reassuringly normal, adding the fears of a softer labor market due to tariff uncertainty went unrealized last month, adding that there are signs that businesses are reining in plans for hiring and capital spending, and that consumers are turning more cautious toward discretionary spending. But Adams noted that the warnings come from surveys of businesses and consumers, but have not yet showed up in actual economic data. Ken Lorman, Washington.
There's a new legal order blocking a White House action.
A federal judge has blocked a White House executive order targeting an elite law firm. The judge's order says that Trump's executive order against Perkins Coie violated multiple provisions of the Constitution and ordered that it be immediately nullified. Trump's executive order sought to punish the firm by stripping the security clearances of its lawyers, blocking its employees from accessing federal buildings, and canceling federal contracts involving the firm. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Republicans and the president have argued that legal actions like this one are in reality political attacks against Mr. Trump. More than a dozen nationwide injunctions have been issued in the first months of Mr. Trump's second term. The president's re-upping his threat to strip Harvard University of its tax-exempt status as well. This is SRN News. Pro-life Dr. Ingrid Scope offers her assessment of what the Trump administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood would actually mean for women's health care.
In regards to this new administration, there are so many pro-family policies, both on a federal level and on a state level. Also, there is a very big push to defund Planned Parenthood.
Dr. Scope says that while many worry that defunding will result in a detriment to health care for underprivileged women, in actuality, there are federally qualified health care centers which provide actual women's health services, outnumbering Planned Parenthood 14 to 1.
Just look at their annual report. 97% of the pregnancy services they give are abortion. There is care outside of Planned Parenthood. If Planned Parenthood goes away, we'll see fewer abortions, but we won't see other women's health care services impacted.
You'll find more at LozierInstitute.org. This is SRN News. This must have taken a huge shot of courage.
Tourist Nash Cole admits he felt some fear when he waded into the ocean off the Australian coast to help rescue a 10-foot great white shark stranded in shallow water. It took Core and a couple of other men about 1 hour to finally free the shark from a sandbank. Core says it was either sick or just tired. We definitely got it into some deeper water, so hopefully it's swimming still. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Size differences didn't cause any issues when the world's tallest and smallest dogs met up for a playdate last month. You see, Reginald is a 7-year-old Great Dane from Idaho who's the size of a small horse. Pearl, however, is a 4-year-old Chihuahua from Florida, the size of an apple. Both are certified winners in their respective height titles by Guinness World Records. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.